Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
In 2004 at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge bushy beard or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
I think of any of W's friends calling Bushy, like for fun. Hey, Bushy, what's up?
They might.
Bushy.
I felt like you're about to chuck the phone across the room.
Don't say why.
I mean, I would too.
I think I tweeted this or asked it the other day. I think it's for sure. I have flipped off more screens, meaning TV, computer, or phone, than I have human beings. Whether it be looking at the stock market, the news, Tinder.
Well,
many others.
You might start flipping off some human beings. Release his phone over here if you ever venture over here. Yeah. I couldn't.
She's not dialing out?
I can't get her. Like, I don't know what's up. What's going on? Double check the number, triple checked.
You read my mind.
Yep. So nothing on this end. Man, I hope it happens because it's big. I got questions. Oh, maybe she'll pick up yours.
Oh, I'm dumb. I'm calling the phone line. Answer and see if that's me.
Rise guy.
Hello?
Hey.
Okay, that is me. All right, bye. All right, that was in fact
me.
Phone works.
I'm glad
our phone works.
You.
So what it's she's not answering. They got her again.
Oh, no.
The Agans heard that she was going to come on and blow whistles. And he's the mascot of the show.
He's our intern.
And she's going to be a whistleblower.
Mr. Nobody is our intern.
This lady, like, we talked to her. Actually, we had her on a speakerphone in here yesterday, kind of like getting all the. So she contends that she had this. I have to kind of let her tell the story, but this mysterious health situation that baffled her doctors. She had all these tests done, and I forget what it was. She was very lethargic and all this stuff. Yeah. And then she had this feeling of lifting in the air, and then she saw that she was on board. See, that's the thing. I don't know. If you're in a room, like on a hospital, because she says, let me jump to the end of the story. She goes up into this craft, and she sees aliens. I say it like Ronald Reagan. She sees aliens, and then she goes back to the doctor. I believe it was the same week. And guess what? The health condition was gone. So She doesn't know if the aliens healed her or what it was. And I.
But look, this is obviously something she believes in. So it's not like she had last, you know, second thoughts like, oh, this might not play on
not
the radio.
Not selling the book or nothing.
No.
She listened to us. Maybe something in headlines pissed her off. She's like, I'm not doing the show now.
Maybe Paige's filthy mouth.
It could have been.
She says she loved the above.
Show. Yeah. She really does love the show.
Yeah, what the weird part was she, I shouldn't say the town. She listens to us on the coast of North Carolina, but streams us off of, out of Chattanooga.
Which is, you know, look, however you get us is how you get us.
I know, but that's I always am interested. People, like, out of the area when they find us, like, how'd you find us, you know? And
I got a buddy that moved up there. I'm like, why are you moving up there? Outer
Chattanooga?
Banks. No, Outer Banks.
Oh, horseback.
Okay, we need to verify, because she just emailed, are you guys calling me? So we got to verify this phone number.
Maybe the aliens are blocking
Hold
the phone
on.
Lines.
I'm going to send her, I hate doing this on the radio. Yeah, we don't need an intern or anything. I'm going to email her that other phone number. The warm
work.
Line.
Yeah, we'll try that one.
And see, because...
Oh, thank God.
Thank God.
Just to make, because, you know, I checked. I double checked.
I thought the aliens got her again. So, listen, we healed you. You're not supposed to go tell the secrets.
I wanted this to go down because, you know, there are questions.
Yeah.
That I think are explainable.
She's calling RN. She's sick.
Hang on a second.
She's calling a register. Oh, right now. Okay, never mind. I thought she was calling a nurse. She dialed 911. All right. Yes. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
praise
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm so glad.
You become so religious when you get your way,
I'm
Matthew.
I'm intrigued by how she got healed.
Ain't that the way it is? Like, when things are going bad. I mean, many of you probably take the Lord's name in vain, but you say all these bad words. But the minute everything starts to go your way, you're like, thank
you
God.
You find Jesus.
Jesus, thank you. Amen.
I'm going to go ahead and hit this so we can, you know,
have
chop
plenty
it up
of time.
With you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, boys.
So.
Talk about aliens.
She had a health condition. I'm regurgitating everything I just said, but it'll work out. So she had this health condition, baffled doctors what it was, how, it, you know, all this stuff. She has this situation happen where she says it's very vivid. That leads to me to think lucid dream, but then all the other stuff. Granted, she goes back. We'll find out. I think it's the same week. And then she's healed.
I can't wait to hear it in her words.
Okay, well, we're gonna hurry up. We're going to pass these messages on to you and talk to her next in a continuation of Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mystery. Morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week
freaking
to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard? Or the true location of Area 51. It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
That's where it all started for me. I was literally going to work here at the radio station when I lived in Easley, and I go outside and I heard this humming sound, and not the kind that you want to hear.
The womp womps.
It sounded like a one of the Transformers from the, not the great cartoon series.
Can't call them that anymore.
The one with the, you know, for power. It sounded like one was just buzzing. And I look up, and then I see it wasn't a spaceship. It was like, it looked like a silver cigar just floating in the air. And it was the most real thing I ever saw.
Can I tell you something?
It was you.
I think you saw another one the other day.
I love stargazing, and I took a picture the other night. I sent it to Looper as well. And I'm like, what do you think is going on in this picture right here?
Yeah, let me take a look and see.
These, I mean, I got a 16, and you know, it's not like the page. I'll zoom in on this picture right here, and then we're gonna get to our guest before they take her again. You can see I was trying to take a picture of the moon. Look, see how pretty the moon was?
How beautiful.
But then when you go up. What is that?
Yeah, what the hell is
like
it?
It looks like a jellyfish flying in there.
It's like a uterus.
Gross.
Jesus.
You are so horned up right now.
I am not.
Past but
look,
couple
it was
days.
Pointed down. Look at that.
She's a loose cannon.
Well, if it's pointed up that way, then it looks like
a diamond ring.
The kind they sell with a suction cup.
You got to put that out on Soch.
Because there's, what's the point now? Because you already are a conspiracy theorist, all of it's tainted from this point on. Or this day and age with AI. That's why word of mouth, meaning real storytelling from real human beings, is essential on our path to figuring this out.
It really is, if you can trust it.
Joining us right now, as we said, she listens to us up in North Carolina. It's Lisa. Hey, Lisa. I'd not say your last name. I promise you should not say your last name.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Thanks. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes, we thought that they'd gotten you again there because we couldn't get you, but I think there was something off with one of the numbers. Okay, so we've kind of laid out already in that first segment your situation about, I guess it was this past summer? Is that the best?
Yeah, I mean, there's more to the story.
Okay.
So it started with this growth. of some kind that was under my skin on my back between my shoulder blades. And see, I had been sick for a few weeks, and maybe it was that, you know, the government, you know, COVID-19, COVID 2020, COVID 25,
Project,
you know, whatever.
25, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Or the good old flu. It could be the good old flu.
Or just the flu.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, I was just sick. And, you know, nevertheless, I got this small nodule or, like, tumor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I thought maybe it was because I was laying down so much because I was so sick. And it really started to bug me. And, you know, it hurt my neck. And, you know, I got a firmer pillow. I did everything I could have. But then I went down the internet and WebMD rabbit hole. And everybody convinced me it was something more serious, high stakes, like, you know, the C word.
Uh-oh. So Paige hates that word.
Yeah, says she does.
Yeah.
Well, the disease C word.
Oh, the disease C word.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's, gosh, yes.
Not like if you call her one, you're going to see one, but the disease.
Paige, if someone called you cancer, would that offend you?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I'd be cancerous, and that's a
not
bad
good.
Yeah, that's
either.
Not good.
Right.
You don't want, we don't want that. So, you know, the stress from all this worry, I mean, really caused me to have bad headaches. I finally go to the doctor, and even the doctor was a bit weirded out by it. But
why weirded out by just
well, because she said that
lady doctor.
It was a lady doctor. Yeah, they do exist.
I love it. Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. you know what? There are female lawyers too. Just so you know.
Whoa.
No way.
And female disc jockeys.
Oh my god.
Not even.
What
is there a Rhonda Inario out there that we don't know about? That's crazy.
But my doctor, she said she could move it around with her fingers, and she says usually fatty tumors won't usually move, and so she was concerned enough to order tests. And a couple days later, my doctor, she puts on my digital medical chart that while it did seem very odd that it didn't show signs of the C of the cancer,
good,
and that I should just use this prescription cream on it to relieve the swelling, and to even use an ice pack on it, and nothing helped. So this bump was getting a lot worse. And I even had a hard time sitting up in a chair. It was just really crazy. I had to get a follow-up appointment with my doctor, but it wasn't for another 11 days. And on the 10th day, basically, the night before, I know this, I've told a few people this. They think, okay, what's going on? But this is a true story. So on the 10th day, I was abducted by aliens, and I was whisked up to the sky to their craft.
Well, did you see yourself? Did you feel the floating, or did you see
Okay. Oh yes. No, I mean there's a little bit more to it.
Okay.
But I remember floating up extremely fast, and I was not getting sick by it or anything. It was just very, you know, it was quick and, you know, there was purpose to it. Yeah. I remember these 3-foot shadows before I got taken up. They were in my bedroom. And see, I live alone. And I remember them being lifted up. I was on this, their home base. Or whatever it was. And there were 7 of them. God. And it's everything you do hear. It is true. Big heads, big eyes. And you know, all very dark, all, you know, it's like they all, their eyes had no white, and does that make sense? Like their eyes were dark, and they almost look like camera lenses on an iPhone, and they had hands like ET, and their skin was like an elephant.
Good God.
And they didn't talk, but one of them was holding my hand, and she was communicating with me, and it was a female.
How would you know that it's a female?
That's a great question.
Well, because my telepathic voice is female, and I could just tell. And so all I could remember was really after this hearing a fairly loud buzzing sound and what it seems like for a long time. But yet there was something I just trusted this. It just seemed all right. And anyway, you know, very long story short, of course, it seemed like I just had a wild dream in the morning when I woke up. Anyway, I wake up the next day, and guess what?
It's gone.
The bump and nodule was completely gone. No marks were showing the removal.
Wow.
Nothing. And I told the doctor, of course, I just said, oh, I have this dream. And anyway, the doctor seemed to very quickly said, like, sometimes bumps like this just come and go because of the change of diet or changes in temperature, seasons changing.
Not
but
that
I
quick.
Know,
no.
No.
I know, I know what happened. And so I heard that kid that was on your show, who said that they died a couple of times and saw heaven. I think it was three times. And, you know, the fact that guy had the gumption to call in and share this inspired me to do the same. I mean, I'm telling you, I told the doc it was one thing, but it was not a dream. It was not a dream. And I would love to see what you all think. But I was up there. And they were good creatures. I can't even call them creatures. They weren't creatures. They were of.
Not of this world.
Yes. Yeah. How did you know?
Well,
God, it'd be looking.
The first thing that I think of when you talk about a bump was there and then it's gone is.
Yeah.
Was it? Did you ever have a dream or a situation like this before? Because I'm wondering, were you? And I'm not patronizing or making fun, but I wonder, did they implant something in you and then have to take it out?
That's what they're known for.
Because women now can get breast implants and they don't have the scars there. They go through the belly button.
They go up through the butt sometimes.
Oh.
No, because I would know if I was taken up there first to home base.
Yeah, that would stick out.
And then know that it was the end, you know, obviously, and it came on while I was sick.
Right.
And that it just, you know, I was up there once, and actually, to be honest with you all,
yeah,
I wouldn't mind going back right now.
Good.
Wow.
God, could you tell if their technology was more advanced, or do you even remember any of that?
I mean, it was a little bit more advanced, and they're very smart. They know. So,
Something you said right there is just weirded me out, but I totally got what you meant. You said,
"Thanks."
You said the one being was holding your hand and thinking to you, "Hey, you know," almost in a consoling way. But you said
nurturing.
You could hear a female voice, but they all look the same.
But you didn't have any pain afterwards.
Right.
Wow.
Non-binary, not to get too woke, but like, you know, it was just, they were one. Like, but there were seven of them, but no female, no male, but I know this was a female voice.
Hmm.
And this one particular, person thing that was holding my hand, I it had a nurturing quality, and a more female identifying voice.
Yeah,
I might have missed this. You might have said it, but do you feel like the whole process was minutes, or did it feel like hours that you were up there? It was a short amount of time.
I mean, it was a little bit more stretched out than that because I remember seeing them in my bedroom. And then I know I was floating, and so I think I was up there for a few hours.
See, that's what
it wasn't like. It wasn't zip zap zop.
That's what I wonder about. You know, and again, I'm somebody who believes there's something. I don't know what. I don't even know how to put that into words. But you were sick, so I'm like, was it a fever dream? But then also the other question is, if you are on a spaceship in the sky, and I'm not promise. I'm you know the kind of show we do. Like I'm asking questions, but it sounds like I'm trying to pull the rug out from underneath you. But if you're laying on a hospital type bed, mm-hmm. how do you realize that you're in a spaceship? In other words, if you just wake up in a bed, what is, just because you see
that's a good question.
Aliens,
oh.
could you see? Clouds
yeah,
outside
saw
the windows?
There were seven of them. It was, I mean, I knew it was also, like, gravitationally, okay. even though I was laying down, I could feel,
God.
It's sort of when you know you're in an airplane, if that makes
oh,
sense.
Yeah.
And I knew we were, like, hovering, and like I said, I knew I was floating up. And yet, I wasn't panicked. It wasn't like, oh, I'm right. dying and I'm going to heaven.
I know. Right. That's the thing when they talk about, like, you know, fly, like the Michael from, he's talking about, you know, lifting up in the air. I'm like, God, I would get so sick. But you're like, that. None of that mattered at that point.
It felt okay.
And how you knew that it was a female, but you don't know what kind of language it is.
I've never heard
and
that.
How would you know what they were speaking? Because you, when you hear aliens, you think it's kind of like a computer.
Right. And tonally,
I am from another country.
No, but that's the thing. Tonally, there was this nurturing quality and that I was in good... hands.
She's like,
I guess.
Take me to your leader.
Communicating. Leads. It's gonna be okay, girl. Just take a deep breath. It's
right.
gonna be fine.
Plus,
but
with
yet,
do you go to church anywhere? I'm doing the voice of my mom, obviously, as an alien nurse.
Plus, with the guy who called in who passed away, I think it was Christopher. He saw
it was
his
Michael.
Mike. It was Michael. It was Michael. He saw his out of body experience.
Yeah.
She didn't get that.
She wasn't dead though.
Yeah. So that's a little more credible to kind of what happened.
Yeah.
Right. Like I didn't see, I wasn't above myself looking and seeing this yeah. frame. It was, I was in this, and it was stark. It was, I could see how people might interpret this, that I was maybe feeling like I was in a hospital room because it was bright and,
do you see the Prisma logo anywhere? I'm kidding.
Pardon?
Yeah. You know, I was making a medical
I'm
joke.
Just impressed that they took it out and you didn't feel anything, though. Cause I've
Did
had-
they?
Oh, there's, it's all gone. There's no bump. I have no pain. My neck doesn't hurt. And I have my energy back.
I mean, God forbid, there's no way this bump can have moved anywhere else.
Well,
right?
It's impossible.
Well, I mean... She said the one thing, nurse or doctor rather said that, you know, usually they won't move around and that one would move around her fingers.
Yes, that's true. But this was, yes, but it's not what it, you know, what they were fearing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, which is great. Like, truly, it's great. The other thing that really, like, pierced the veil for me, great band, was that you talked about their eyes looking like, I turn my iPhone over and I'm looking at the lenses on here and I'm like, holy crap! Like, what are eyes? I mean, like, but yet it's a camera. I mean, it's like a lens.
But there was something. But their eyes had, you know, when you look at the lens, you're looking at a lens, a glass thing.
Damn.
But you looked in their eyes.
Yeah.
And there was soul to them.
Oh.
And they might not use their whole eyes, you know, it's just big. They don't mean they can see with the whole thing.
It's like an alien head on top of your head.
Oh, it was a big head.
Well,
and like I said,
head.
Yeah.
That, no, it was a very real head, I'm telling you.
And I want to say this for you also for people that are texting in. You're not selling a book. We're not even saying your full name. You're not, there's no reason for you to, you're not trying to get people to sign up on your website or nothing. There's none of that.
No.
Wow, man.
No, I'm not pitching anything.
Yeah.
This isn't hoaxy. Go to my, you know, social media. Not like that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to get likes because it's the opposite. When I kind of can pick up now who to tell and who not because, you know, I don't want the funny men in white coats to come get me. And you know, put me in the cuckoo house. So I'm pretty, I kind of curate who to tell, but you guys seemed a safe bet.
We're cool.
Well, yeah. I'm fascinated if you just unwillingly and unbeknownst to you have found a way to cure cancer.
No, she didn't. They didn't say it was. It was just whatever it was. That's why I think it was an implant that was already there. Maybe she didn't remember that, and they had to get it out. That's you. You give me the heebie-jeebies. Can I say that in 2025?
Just did.
Okay. Well,
you can.
Hold on for us. Just hold on. We got to go to break. Yeah. If we can come back with her and take more calls, great. If she needs it, this is. There's no hole poking in this one, I feel like.
No, she. You know, that last thing she just said, she's careful who she tells, kind of lends more credibility to the situation.
And also, don't ask me because I'm not going to tell you, but by her email address, she has a professional career. I mean, she's, not that overshadows anybody who doesn't, but I'm saying, like, she's an educated woman,
she's
man.
She's risking it, too. She's putting it on the line. She could lose it.
Yeah, wow.
Just by coming on.
All right, we'll get to some of these phone calls next. 1-800-774-0093. I'll do them real slow for those of you in Monk's Kona. 1-800-774-0093. It is the Rise Guys. Abducted by an alien, but cured, perhaps. We'll find out your calls next. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Guys. I was gonna do it earlier and got had to work it in.
Oh man, this is getting me. Is this
Aretha Franklin?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yes, sir. It was Aretha Franklin.
I remember when she played in Oakland, and then I got to see her at the Peace Center.
Oh, did you get to meet her?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I love her.
I picture like she was in the Blues Brothers.
There was so much cleavage sweet. In that photo.
It really was.
Yeah.
God, everybody liked her. That chick was, I think, scary, believable. Kind of made some people uncomfortable. That's just me throwing that out there.
Also, we live in a time where no matter what you say, somebody's going to get butt hurt or whatever for it. Me saying she was a professional didn't mean anything. Like, I believe a professional type more than I do somebody who's a tire guy or a person that slings coke. You know, not a drug dealer, a Coca-Cola guy, or a lineman from Duke Power, or any of that. That doesn't mean... I just said...
Maybe
it did sound that way now that I think about it. Mm-hmm. But I'm also the guy who... Think about this other text. What a hypocrite you are, Matt. Just last week, you said you don't believe in aliens, but you're sitting here doing what you said you don't do, and that's patronize people. I don't...
Did you say that? Like, I don't remember you saying...
I said last week that it was with all the drones, all that stuff. We were talking about that. Okay. I said, I think most of the stuff we've seen has been other countries that we don't... Because, like, the race to space was a pissing contest between us and Russia.
Still is. And now China's involved.
And now China... And also, don't second guess India with that crap, too. Like, big time. They're using all their scam money to fund their own space.
And
they
I,
really are.
We're paying for it.
I wasn't picking on her. I was just intrigued.
I was very intrigued.
Because I had a biopsy from a tumor in my back and had it.
It's not a tumor.
Come in up. A spaceship or just a hospital?
No, at the hospital. Yeah. And I had it removed and it hurt like holy hell. And I was just wondering.
Why didn't they come do that to you for free?
Exactly.
I thought,
why didn't the aliens blast down and get me? Because I laid in the bed. It's bad.
I thought you meant it as, you know, somebody who... has a professional, like, you know, career at stake, somebody who's educated, who really, look, I thought people, they might take it as, look, she's a crazy lady, whatever, right. But she didn't come off that way.
No.
And I think it was kind of off-putting to some people, like, there could be some stuff that's actually true here.
I think if there's other planets, there's other beings, but are they coming here and taking tumors from people? I don't.
Or was it, like I said, some kind of... Neuralink of the future or some uh-huh. kind of implant or whatever. Because, you know,
yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Like I said earlier, if they, in the next year or two, say, hey, what if we can put that cell phone in the palm of your hand, literally? Like, you just open your hand and talk into it and everything. But we have to put this chip in your hand. You can also use that to buy things. Y'all are going to go get it.
Is it the same hand to wipe with?
Oh, that'd be weird. Hold on, I'm on the phone.
And you know, you wonder if you don't realize where you are. You're in an alien hospital bed. Are they harvesting our eggs? What are they doing to her? Why are they studying her?
Well, here's another one, mm-hmm. and I don't hear about it as much. But 80s and 90s, remember all those farmers that were finding their cattle with their buttholes removed?
Yes,
like laser precision move.
It's an unsolved mysteries episode I haven't watched yet. But they go into
the
Texas cattle that were mysteriously getting, what do you call it?
Laser butthole removed.
Yeah, that.
I think that's the medical term.
And they couldn't explain it.
Uh-uh.
I'm not saying she did this to us, but I bet she's a real good BSer, like a great liar. She's real detailed and just like, you know.
Details mean lying?
But what's the motivation
of her doing that?
That's what
I'm saying.
Not saying she did it to us, but she sounded so believable. And convincing that I feel like anything she could just.
She's in sales.
Yes. She could just roll it off the tongue with, you know, details that even if she threw in there, like it's just like it's more believable that maybe something that got, you know, popped that she didn't realize it or have maybe she rolled over on a white hand. I don't know.
Have you ever seen what somebody got the, I don't know which AI generator it was. It might have been GBT. I don't know. I say that just to irritate people to text in and correct me. But it said, what do angels look like according to the Bible?
Mm-hmm. And it had it, and dude, it was the scariest thing you've ever seen, because if you read the description of what an angel is in the Bible, it's basically a being covered by eyeballs. There's no talk of wings.
Like Crumb from yesterday holds his eyeballs in his hands?
I mean, like, let me try to find it of what it looks like.
That's scary.
There were, because in the Bible, it talks about the wheels within the wheels, and then they're feeling watch from all sides. And so that sounds like a literal camera. And then she said the eyes look like camera, and I'm like, oh my God. Like,
I thought they were like, you know, pardon the pun, like heavenly bodies, like, you know, just ripped, like, you know, Adonis, like Adonises with wings, not like ugly beings.
Nice pumped
yeah
bodies.
Like, you know, like oof, like Hermes in the Odyssey, like just a good ripped up looking dude with wings.
Yeah like, okay, Paige, well,
but Jesus wasn't white, you know, in the Bible. So
look at this, Paige. This is what it like, imagine what that looked like if a heaven came down, or if an angel came down, and that's what they looked like. I wouldn't believe it. Thinking you was a devil angel. I'd run like hell.
I'd be wondering why you have so many eyeballs on you. And
I'd say, would you come in the show for asking angel?
But then it's like, you know, what? Jesus is always watching, like he, you know, like Santa Claus.
That's like, creepy.
You
know,
especially in that garden in Gatlinburg. Wherever you go, Jesus is looking at you.
Yeah, you have no privacy if angels are watching you do everything like that.
An angel has a myriad of eyes covering the body, over the face, on the bottom of the feet, and on the palm of the hands. It is a form of a humanoid, but stretched, elongated, towering over most people, radiating a divine light and possessing an aura of authority, power, and consolidation. Consolidation?
If you're that eyeball in the palm of the hand, you're gonna see more than you want.
Oh Lord!
A couple times a day.
Yeah, but that's just that's riveting. And again, several people point out, some people just like telling stories. They're not always looking for a payoff. But what? Okay, I'll give you that. That's very true.
Yeah, I can see
that. But you have to believe everything.
And the payoff would be being on the show and like being good.
Well, you can call in and talk about anything. I mean, that's I believe what she said is what she felt and thought happened. The fact that her doctor could not explain it, I mean, you know,
it's fair
if
enough.
She even went.
But he, like, that thought though, if it's angels, if aliens are, because several people text in, what if aliens are angels? I don't think God needs a spaceship to get here, or I don't think that they mechanically do surgery. Like, I feel as though the power of God is healing without touch or any of that.
Or whatever Benny Hinn did.
He threw his jacket at you.
He really did.
All right. We will break here. Really put off by that call. I feel like my whole day is going to be overthinking. Oh, well, God, come on. Don't let it ruin your days. Just wild stuff to think about.
That was 18 minutes. And I bet you didn't feel like that for everybody listening, because it was quick.
Yeah,
it was
but
riveting.
Imagine how she feels where she doesn't know if it's going to happen ever again. You'd be kind of paranoid.
She said she wanted to go back. Like, she's looking forward to it.
See, that's what, when people say they died, they like, no, you have more to do. And it's like, no, I've just experienced bliss. I don't want to leave. Oh, that's so wild.
They told Michael, you will go back where your mom will be constantly late for work.
That's right. You got to be there, Michael.
You have to go back to call a radio show.
What city was Michael in? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
North Carolina, somewhere. All right. Paige, who is our Earth Angel?
Earth Angel.
What are you working on?
Well, this
girth
woman
angel.
Is what?
He said girth.
he's an adult star.
I might
be in the dog fart brotherhood. I don't know.
I missed that conversation.
Might be Garth Brooks' brother. They got
looks
the same
like he's
name.
He's got a Red Bull between his legs.
All right. Well, this actor has just filed for a divorce and is now trying to sell her home in L.A.
God, good luck.
Yeah,
good
really.
Is she one of the mystery houses that survived somehow?
Actually, she might get a lot because there ain't nothing left.
Fat Boy was actually conspiratorially conspiring. Uh-huh. He was conspiring that story to me before the show.
Oh, he was?
How, again, like in Hawaii, certain houses just got bypassed the fire.
Funny how that happened.
I don't understand.
Yeah, the path it takes, it did not take every house out.
Yeah. All right, we'll get into that and a whole bunch more. It is The Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, The Rise Guys. TheRiseGuys.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.